Hey, everybody, you're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 15 for week 17 of the Rotary year, October 22nd, 2018. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in, and to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast, I appreciate them, so keep them coming. Hey, fasten your seatbelts, Rotarians. I want to give a very special shout out to all Club 27 Rotarians for the incredible generosity in supporting Operation Warm. As the campaign closed, we raised an eye-popping $6,390. Folks, that is just beyond fantastic. I can't think of a better example of service above self. If you'd like to learn more about the impact these coats have, visit operationwarm.org. Hey, way to go, Rotarians! On another matter of interest, many Club 27 members have approached me regarding my recent podium announcements concerning meeting etiquette expectations. They were thankful for my comments, as they were becoming frustrated during meetings by not being able to enjoy the presentations because of the constant side conversations drowning out the speaker. I indicated that not only was I aware of their concerns, but many board members were too. It was decided at the December board meeting that I would make a more pointed announcement regarding expectations in hopes of quelling the conversations. During our last board meeting here in October, we decided that I'd not emphasize the issue anymore from the podium, but through this podcast and an article in the upcoming weekly e-bulletin. Board members, too, agreed to assist our sergeant-at-arms with helping to remind conversationalists to refrain from talking or to take their conversations outside of the meeting room. We hope this helps. Next up is World Polio Day, which will be celebrated again on the birthday of polio vaccine pioneer Jonas Salk this Wednesday, October 24th. Rotary International will live stream some events, and if you're interested, please go to the website endpolio.org for more information. Many of District 6000's clubs are planning some local activities to recognize the effort. For example, during the week of November 11th, the Bike Ride for Polio will take place. Our district's Polio Plus chair, Susan Herrick, will soon be sharing more information about how our club and members can get involved with the efforts to raise more money to help eradicate polio. Our district's goal this year is $16,000. Another polio-related activity that is in the early planning stages is the 11th annual Rotary Polio Plus Iowa Wolves, formerly known as the Energy, basketball game to be held on February 2nd, 2019. What started as a humanitarian effort back in 2009 by Des Moines area Rotary clubs to support the collaborative efforts of the World Health Organization, the United Nations and UNICEF, the United States Center of Disease Control, and Rotary International, it has continued to grow. A partnership that was first envisioned in December of 2008 has now raised over $105,000 through ticket sales, contributions, a 50-50 raffle, and a barbecue cook-off. You know, that's enough to immunize over 160,000 children. How cool is that? The February 2nd, 2019, a game against the Memphis Hustle will include an NBA-quality halftime entertainment. P.S. The D-League is now the G-League, meaning Gatorade. Eh, go figure. Unfortunately, there are currently 20 reported cases of polio in the world. Last time at this year, there were 22. Speaking of our district, please be sure to attend the upcoming annual District 6000 Rotary Foundation Dinner on November 3rd. This is being held at the Sheraton West Des Moines Hotel starting at 6 o'clock with a social hour, dinner at 7 with the evening ending around 9 o'clock. It's $50 per person, and also on November 3rd, it is our District 6000 Rotary Leadership Institute. And you can learn more at the district's website at rotary6000.org. Our keynote speaker at this week's meeting will be Teresa Barmhoff with NAMI of Greater Des Moines. NAMI is the local affiliate of the NAMI Iowa and the NAMI National. NAMI is the acronym for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It is a grassroots self-help, education, support, and advocacy organization dedicated to improving the lives of individuals, families, and the community on mental illness. This is a very timely topic, so if you or someone you know might be interested in attending this, please be sure to invite them and have them as your guest. As a quick reminder, too, the Community Service Committee will be meeting this Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Blue View Room. Before I sign off, I want to be sure and direct your attention to our Facebook page, where we're highlighting our newest member, Jessica Worley, with a slideshow of her introduction from last week. This is something new that we're trying out, and we'd like your feedback on. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.